It is 18 July. I'm Charlie Garrett, and this is the CG Report. Absolute control of the money we spend. That and a lot of other things to go over on today's report. All right, let's see here. We got some visitors that popped in today. First was Jim and Christina McDonald. Okay, they came all the way from Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And so they're driving through. They're only here for a short time today, and then they're going to be heading on out. She's originally from Sanford, Florida. And whenever I hear of Sanford, Florida, I think of something that happened when I was young is, you know, people want to impress other people with all the things they've done. Well, there was one of my friends that we were driving to North Carolina for a surfing tournament, and he was talking about somebody he met that he'd surfed everywhere. Wherever you said you'd surf, this guy had surfed. And he said, I used to surf Sebastian. Well, me too. And I've been out to Hawaii. Oh, me too. And so finally he got tired of this. And he said, have you ever surfed the Sanford Pier? And the guy said, oh, I love the Sanford Pier. He said, you liar. That's in the middle of the state. So whenever I hear of anybody speaking about Sanford, I always think of that guy that couldn't tell the truth. There you go. Okay. And then we also have, I hope I got all three names right, Jay and TJ and Pam, and they're from Tampa. They're visiting from Tampa, and they found us through the Sergio and Rhoda videos, as did Jim and Christina, and they wanted to come down today and fellowship with us. So here you go. It's welcome to all of you. Thank you for making the effort and coming by. All right, and then I have one more thing to announce, is I have a bandana on from Brent Spray, who was here a while ago. A lot of you met him and his wife, and he was out at the projects with us one time, and he sent me a bandana from his cowboy church in Henrietta, Texas. Mm-hmm. And so I want to thank him for that. They actually did it right. They put the print where you fold your head, because usually they put it on the other side, and it comes out either backwards or it's hidden. So they got this done perfectly. So thank you for that, Brent. And let's see, you're starting out with some news from Israel today. From Ynet, Israel-UAE economic ties falter as U.S. freezes projects. The enthusiasm surrounding the Abraham Accords, especially the seemingly flourishing relationship between Israel and the UAE, seems to have taken a backseat following reports that none of the economic projects promised by the United States as a part of the agreements have taken off. Okay, what's happening here is that our president made these Abraham Accords, and he promised them certain military weapons and, you know, some infrastructure stuff and this and that, and our current administration is purposefully sabotaging that.
Sure.
They're purposefully sabotaging it because they do not like Donald Trump. This has nothing to do with the international state of affairs. They don't like Donald Trump, and they don't want his name to have any credit for anything in the future. So that's what's happening. Despite seemingly supporting the accords, the Biden administration is reluctant to allocate a budget for the Abraham Fund. The fund is a $3 billion commitment by the United States to develop an initiative meant to promote regional economic cooperation in the Middle East as part of the agreements. The Biden administration is also yet to replace Rabbi Aryeh Lightstone, whom Trump selected to lead the Abraham Fund and who left his position in January. Israeli sources confirmed that an unnamed U.S. senior U.S. official confirmed the fund was indefinitely frozen. That's typical of the left in this nation. They're just a bunch of spoiled brats. From the Times of Israel, Israeli nanotech may use body's energy to generate power for pacemakers and more. New Israeli nanotechnology will harvest energy in the human body and turn it into electricity to power medical devices like pacemakers. In other words, you don't need any battery anymore. Your body will produce the energy for it. In the future, we'll make it possible for all sorts of medical devices in the body, including pacemakers, to run without batteries and instead use mechanical energy transformed to electricity in the body. It's exciting and will have real benefits for many people who currently need procedures every few years to remove their pacemaker and change the battery. This just won't be necessary. The nanomaterial, packaged in a very thin film, can harness any movement in the body, even the mechanical energy from the outside of veins as blood moves through them, and generate an electrical charge that can run devices. The idea of piezoelectricity, accumulating electrical charge in solid materials, is not new, but until now, scientists have been unable to create materials that are both non-toxic, making them suitable for implantation in the body, and able to generate enough voltage to power devices. The academic team mimicked the structure of collagen, the most prevalent protein in the human body. The researchers used non-toxic materials that they say will allow cheap production of the nanofilm. The product will be akin to a kind of tiny motor for very small devices. Good stuff. From all Israel. I take this one to heart because I am an employee of 7-Eleven. You may not know that, but I have three part-time jobs. I started with five when we began preaching in the Superior Word, and I'm down to three now. But one of them is working at 7-Eleven. So when I saw this, I got a kick out of it. Is the 7-Eleven franchise coming to Israel? Electra Consumer Products was looking to become a formidable player in the retail food sector, opening an estimated 400 branches nationwide. While there have been several attempts to bring 7-Eleven to Israel in the past, this is the farthest along any negotiations have gotten. The 7-Eleven chain, based in Texas, operates some 71,000 stores in 21 countries, including the UAE, Sweden, China, Australia, and South Korea. When I lived in Japan, they had 7-Eleven. Has anybody been to Japan, lived there for a while? Okay, do you remember how they called 7-Eleven?
I think it was just 7-Eleven.
Yes, but they said, Sebun, ilebun, ikibun, which means 7-Eleven. Feeling good. So there you go. And then when I was in Malaysia, they also had 7-Eleven in Malaysia. You know, something terrible happened at the 7-Eleven right down the road from where I lived in Malaysia. There are Indonesians that come to Malaysia like migrant workers. The same thing as we have the Mexicans that come and they do migrant jobs and then they go back. And these migrant workers were really looked down on in Malaysia. And one time, right down the road, there's my house, and then there's a police station, and then there's a 7-Eleven. And one day, a van full of Indonesians pulled up to 7-Eleven, and one of them got out of the van and held a knife to the person in the 7-Eleven, threatening him and saying, give me your money. And the cops happened to be right down the road. I mean, they're just, and they didn't know this. So the cops went, shot him, and shot all nine people in the van. They do not take any nonsense in Malaysia. So do not commit crime if you go to Malaysia, please. If you, your passports are stamped right there. Drugs in this nation carries a mandatory death penalty. There's one appeal to the king. He always denies it, and then they hang you. So don't go into Malaysia with a joint in your pocket because they will hang you. They don't care. These people do not tolerate nonsense over there. Anyway, the chain is famous for being open 24/7 and giving out free Slurpees every July 11th in honor of its name. While American immigrants to Israel might get excited at the prospect of seeing the familiar logo, the products offered at 7-Eleven stores here will likely vary compared to the U.S. branches. And that's the case wherever you go. If you go in Malaysia, they've got curry on the wall and they sell durian and all that kind of stuff. Just like they take the local products and they sell them as well as their brand stuff. So you go to Japan and you'll get sushi on the counter and whatever. So anyway, Times of Israel. U.S. now to prioritize pushing Israel to stop demolishing terrorists' homes. This has been their policy in Israel for years. Terrorist kills a person in Israel, Israel destroys their home. This is a disincentive for them to do it. But the U.S. is now telling them, we don't want you to do this. This is their policy. And so what is Israel say, from Art Shiva, M.K. Hendel, we won't cease demolishing terrorist homes to placate the United States. Good job. All right, from Breitbart, Israeli victim's family slams Biden administration for siding with a Palestinian terrorist. The family of slain Israeli terror victim Yehuda Guetta is slamming Biden after the U.S. criticized Israel last week for demolishing the mansion of terrorist Muntasir Shalabi, a Palestinian terrorist who also holds U.S. citizenship. Doesn't matter if he's a U.S. citizen or not. He's a terrorist, and they destroyed his house, and they have a right to do that. Times of Israel. Israel to withhold nearly NIS $600 million from Palestinian Authority over terror payments. The Security Cabinet voted to withhold nearly $184 million U.S. dollars from the Palestinian Authority to offset funds that it pays to terrorists and their families in the past year. According to a report, the Palestinian Authority transferred $182.82 million in indirect support for terror in 2020. In light of this report, these funds will be frozen from the monthly payments that Israel transfers to the Palestinian Authority, the Prime Minister's office said in a statement. Year after year, they pay these terrorists, and so Israel says, you're not getting our money to pay for you killing our people. Good for them. Mail Online. Here it goes. Israel will give a third COVID shot to adults with weak immune systems and could roll it out for the general public. We'll monitor that and see how it goes. Now some news concerning the state of Christianity today. Speaking of Brent Spray, who sent this to me, he has gotten through all of the Exodus sermons. So he's done all of Genesis, and now he's gone through all of the Exodus sermons. And he said, I listened to most of them twice because I wanted to make sure I got everything straight. And so the sermons are a little technical at times, I admit that, but the information is there. And the one thing that you need to know about Superior Word sermons is that you are going to find Christ when that passage is presented. It's very rare to have a non-Christological passage from the books of Moses. Okay, from JTN, student body president faces impeachment for saying gays and lesbians must be born again. The University of North Alabama's student government is threatening to remove its new president for saying gays and lesbians must be born again. It's not clear whether the 24-hour image posted by Statham, a rainbow t-shirt with the message, born this way, you must be born again, was intended to criticize sexual orientation or simply call on homosexuals to become Christians. Statham, here it is, biggest mistake in the world. Statham has already apologized for his short-lived Instagram story. You do not apologize for the Word of God. That is one thing you are never to do, is to apologize for proper doctrine from the Word of God. No person is going to enter into glory without going through Jesus Christ. No person. If you don't call on Jesus Christ, if you are not born again, you will not be going to heaven. That's the way it is. I'm sorry if you feel differently. I will never apologize for that. This person made a giant mistake in the presence of his Savior. But his colleagues warned that he will face impeachment proceedings if he does not resign. So it didn't matter. He apologized, disgraced the Lord, and they're going to impeach him anyway. The university has defended Statham's right to freedom of speech, even when it is offensive to others, citing a recent Supreme Court ruling on student speech, but has not stated whether it will halt impeachment proceedings or overturn his removal. So there you go. The university is saying we side with free speech, but we're not going to do anything about it in the process. Okay, I was here looking handsome this morning all by myself, and Ron walked in, and he handed me a newspaper from the Villages. They live all the way out in the Villages, which is like 10,000 miles away from here, and they drive here every single week. It says, Hope Community Church pastor Don Winters is challenging his congregation to walk a mile with no shoes at all by asking them to leave their shoes behind following Sunday worship. Okay, so what he's doing is a charity drive. You come to church on Sunday, I'd like you to leave your shoes here and then spend the rest of the day not wearing any shoes, just as a offering to the people of this community. He wouldn't get very much from me because I'm barefoot all the time anyway. Okay, but I thought that was a very cute article. My hat is off to this gentleman for doing that. I save a lot of money on shoes. I don't know what you people spend on shoes every year. I don't, okay? The what? I don't use Band-Aids. I just bleed it out. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, Epic Times. Pastor who resisted church lockdowns threatened with death. His family intimidated. Pastor Brian Gibson, who has been a target of cancel culture for resisting draconian lockdown measures as well as for exercising his First Amendment rights, has received hundreds of death threats. He and his family have experienced various forms of harassment. People broke into my house, kicked my gate down, hacked all of our accounts. It's amazing what they can do and how coordinated some of these intimidation rings can really be. I think I underestimated what that would really be like until it happened to me. Gibson and his family were threatened on social media and received intimidating phone calls or mail. Gibson has multiple churches in Texas and Kentucky through his organization Peaceably Gather. He has helped churches to reopen when pandemic-related lockdowns were imposed across the country. When lockdowns due to the pandemic caused by the China virus were in effect, Gibson's Church in Kentucky ran a drive-through Easter egg giveaway for kids. Now, whether you agree with Easter eggs or not, I don't care. I'm just reading you the article, so don't send me an email about that. The health department told the pastor that his church would be shut down if he continued to pass out eggs. There were less than 10 people working, gloved and masked, giving an egg to a kid in the name of Jesus, yet the health department had concerns about it. They're letting the liquor stores do drive-through sales. Yes. They're letting the fast food places do that. The Lowe's is full of people. Home Depot's full of people. All the big box stores, right? He then stated, peaceably gather and rallied pastors over the course of the next 3 weeks. 5,000 churches opened up with us. On January 5th, the day before the U.S. Capitol breach, Gibson gave a speech at Freedom Plaza in D.C. The only thing I did on the 5th is I preached the gospel of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Freedom Plaza, telling people about his death, burial, and resurrection, telling people they could be forgiven of their sins, and also standing up and speaking for the First Amendment, he said. About 6 months earlier, when speaking out in Arizona, Gibson had taken a selfie with a man who stood out in the crowd because he was wearing a large horned fur hat. I take a picture with him. Post it on my Instagram. This guy's got the craziest outfit in Arizona today, he said. It turned out that the man in the picture became one of the people who entered the Capitol building during the breach on January 6th and was later arrested. Media used the picture to try to frame the pastor, saying that he was one of the masterminds of the Capitol siege. I wasn't in the Capitol, but I think what they do when they create these hit pieces, they're trying to build a narrative against you. Build a case against you. Number one, with the public. And number two, they want a legal case against you. The mainstream media works to try to spin the narrative. No. No. And to spin public opinion before they'll ever file charges on someone. In America, we become so comfortable. We don't want to give up any of our comforts for real truth and real conviction anymore. And that's why the church remained silent during the lockdowns. So that's why so many pastors didn't speak up and push back. That's a man of integrity right there.
Yes.
He needs to be applauded for what he's done.
Amen.
And the press, yeah, there you go. The press needs to be closed down.
Amen.
From TNC, Malcolm, more hidden facts about the unmarked graves. Okay, I told you about the unmarked graves last week, 245 people at the Catholic Church, okay? And all of a sudden, and I didn't make this connection, and somebody's been checking this out. It's a long article. I'm not going to read it to you, but she has gone and checked out all these other places where people are buried. Guess what they are? Graveyards. They're just places where people were buried, unmarked graves that were not children, but they're claiming that the Christians have done this all over the place. So there is the Catholic Church's responsibility for those 245 children that they murdered, okay? But now this is becoming an epidemic against Christians by lying and getting the media stirred up, and they're burning down churches and everything else. This is a terrible thing that's happening. So if you want to read it, I'll give you the title again. Malcolm, More Hidden Facts About the Unmarked Graves. Okay, it's a setup against Christians is what's going on.
Yep.
Some news from the Mideast and Africa today from Jerusalem Post. Iran has declared war on the United States in Iraq through its proxies. Iran has done this before, using pro-Iranian groups in Iraq to wage an insurgency against America after the U.S.-led 2003 invasion of Iraq. The reason why I brought that up is because we're dealing with these people, and we know that this is what they're doing. They are sending proxies out to kill our soldiers if they can. They're bombing our installations in Iraq, and we're still dealing with Iran. From MSN, Pentagon deeply concerned by recent attacks on personnel in Iraq and Syria. The Pentagon said it was deeply concerned about a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria in recent days. U.S. diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks on Wednesday alone, including at least 14 rockets hitting an Iraqi base hosting U.S. forces, wounding 2 American service members. While there were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attacks, part of a wave of targeting U.S. troops or areas where they're based in Iraq and Syria, analysts believe they were a part of a campaign by Iranian-backed militias. They're using lethal weaponry. I don't know how you can say anything other than this is a serious threat. The U.S. has been holding indirect talks with Iran aimed at bringing both nations back into compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, which was abandoned by President Trump. SAR administration right now ignoring the lives of our service members just to shame Donald Trump. That's what it comes down to. Times of Israel. Saudis concerned by Iran nuke activity not consistent with peaceful purposes. Saudi Arabia is greatly concerned by the recent increase in Iran nuclear activity. A foreign minister official in Riyadh told Reuters as Tehran continues to violate the terms of the 2015 nuclear deal. The official said the kingdom is greatly concerned about the increased pace of Iran's nuclear activities and development of capabilities that are not consistent with peaceful purposes. The IAEA reported that the Islamic Republic intended to enrich uranium to 20% in the latest sign that indirect negotiations between the U.S. and Iran to revive the nuclear deal could be stalling. They're not going to stall. This new president is going to be installed in another month. And when that happens, I bet you this deal will go through. It's just me guessing. It's not any more than that. The latest move takes Iran a step closer to developing materials that could be used to make a nuclear weapon. Although Tehran insists it is only interested in the technology to fulfill its energy needs. The Saudi official said the latest activity represents an increasing threat to regional security and non-proliferation efforts, in addition to hampering efforts to secure a comprehensive nuclear deal that ensures global and regional security and stability. Mail Online. Egyptian man, 24, who stabbed father of 12 rabbi outside a Boston synagogue, overstayed student visa and was in the United States illegally, ICE says. And this is who we have in this country that we won't deport, our illegal immigrants. That's what the word illegal means. It's somebody that is not legal. People that come here, I don't care where they come from, I don't care how many come, as long as they come legally, that's the way we do things. But we have laws on the books in this nation that our Congress will not enforce. And they bring these people up and they question them in the Congress, and those people turn around and say, you wrote the laws. We have to enforce them. If you don't like your laws that you wrote, then write new laws. But this is the state of this nation that we're in right now. Mail Online. Gay men will be crushed to death by pushing wall onto them as part of nationwide return to Sharia law in Afghanistan under the Taliban. Yeah. Gul Rahim, 38, Taliban judge, has given a glimpse of life under the Islamic group. Spoke matter-of-factly of chopping off the hands and legs of thieves. Said gays should be stoned to death or killed by having a wall toppled on them. Women can leave the house, he insisted, though they have to get a permit first. This is where we're going after 20-some years of our military people dying in that country. We're going right back to this.
Yeah.
As we span the globe, we try to never miss something interesting from Mongolia. From Intrado. When it comes to online payment services in Mongolia, KPay is second to none. KPay relies on KonCoin to help digital entrepreneurs to send and receive cross-border payments. KonCoin is designed and developed based on Binance's BEP20 protocol, which means transaction fees on the network will be very low compared to other online payment services. Below are the reasons you should consider using KonCoin for your cross-border transactions, including low transaction fees, fast transaction, and crypto payment. They're one of the quickest countries in the world getting into crypto, is Mongolia. Like a little test case out in the middle of nowhere. Amazing. All right. The book of Daniel prophesied that technology would increase in the end times. What's up in that regard? From Zero Hedge, did a Korean research team just find the Holy Grail of water desalinization? A new nanofiber membrane developed by Yunchul Wu and his team at Korea Institute of Civil Engineering and Building Technology appears to be stable in the long term for desalinization. And it can be done in minutes. Membranes had been used in the past, but there is often a challenge in keeping them dry for long periods of time. When they become wet, their filtration characteristics become ineffective and large amounts of salt can pass through. Wu's team has created a membrane made of nanofibers that have been fabricated into a three-dimensional hierarchical structure by using a technology called electrospinning. This new membrane is said to be highly water-repellent. Water from one side is heated and allows water vapor to pass through the membrane, which is then condensed on the other side. The process is called membrane distillation. Since the salt particles are not converted to the gaseous state, they are left on one side of the membrane, giving highly purified water on the other side. The researchers use silica aerogel in their membrane fabrication process. Upon testing the technology for 30 days continuously, they found the membrane filtered out 99.9% of salt without wetting problems. That's always been the problem, and they may have figured this out. Desalinization is the obvious answer to the global issue of over 785 million people lacking clean drinking water. Up until now, scientists have been unable to figure out a quick, cost-efficient, and effective way to turn salt water into drinkable water. Good stuff. From Fox, new traffic cameras know you're buckled up. Okay, this is in Australia, but this is Big Brother at its best. Queensland, Australia is deploying new traffic camera technology that can detect if a car's front seat occupants are buckled up or if a driver is using their cell phone. The technology recently completed a real-world evaluation of 4.8 million cars that detected 15,000 cell phone and 2,200 seatbelt infractions. The cameras use AI to analyze the images and forward potential violations to the authorities. They work in all weather and light conditions and can capture images from vehicles traveling up to 186 miles per hour. Well, my little pickup truck, if I put the tailgate down, I can do 192, so I will defeat that system. Official operation of the cameras will begin on July 26, with warnings issued through November 1st. After that, fines of approximately $300 for seatbelt violations and $750 for cell phone violations will be issued. The location of the mobile cameras will be kept secret and moved to different parts of the state so they can get you anytime, anywhere. It's a dangerous world, including the inevitable plagues the Book of Revelation prophesies of. Let's see how that's developing. From Mail Online, Australian 34. Got four COVID jabs, making him fully vaccinated with Pfizer and AstraZeneca as he boasts of antibody maxing. We'll keep an eye on that guy.
Man dies week later.
There you go. Zero heads. Australia's COVID outbreak worsens despite economy crippling lockdowns. Mail Online. Getting a flu jab. Flu jab. Slashes the risk of being hospitalized with COVID by up to 60%, study finds. Now remember, last week we did Israel is at 64% efficacy. So getting a flu jab at 60%, what does that tell you? You're within the margin of error, folks. Mail Online. Biden admin has run out of ideas. No. In their vaccination drive, and is considering a plan to manage the U.S. with just 68% of Americans inoculated. So I think we should have shirts printed off that say, I'm a 32%er.
Yes.
Zero hedge. Just 25 under 18s died from COVID in England. 100s died from suicide and trauma.
Yes.
The numbers show that there is around a 1 in 500,000 chance of a child dying from coronavirus in England, and that includes victims of pre-existing medical conditions like heart disease and cancer. More than 75% of the children who died had chronic conditions, while two-thirds had more than one underlying condition, and 60% had life-limiting conditions. Okay? 1 in 500,000, but all of those categories I just read are included, so you're probably up to... Anybody? During that same period, 124 children died from suicide and 268 died from trauma. Is it worth it?
No.
Zero hedge. I'm not answering it because I don't want to get banned. You can say whatever you want out there. Zero hedge. COVID-19 death toll in California County drops 22% after revision. They've gone around. They've started revising their numbers around the U.S. lately. Don't know if you... Yeah, it's true. The COVID-19 death toll in Santa Clara dropped by nearly a quarter after it refined its approach to reporting the data, according to KPIX5. Meanwhile, neighboring Alameda County conducted a similar review of deaths in early June, and their death toll dropped by 411 to 1,223 fatalities, or 25%. From the CDC, preparing for a hurricane. Do you know that they have guidelines for preparing for a hurricane on the CDC? Well, they do. Guess what their number one point is? Number one, get a COVID vaccine as soon as you can. I'm not kidding. Right on the CDC website. Get a COVID vaccine as soon as you can. COVID-19 vaccines help protect you from getting sick or severely ill with COVID-19 and may also help protect people around you. Footnote, and they may keep you from getting hit by a hurricane. I mean, can you imagine this? It's a sickness. The state of morality is declining. Here's some news on that. Mail Online. What is happening to this country? Outrage erupts as Chicago announces it will provide free condoms to all public school children ages 10 and up. Elementary schools will receive 215 condoms initially from the Chicago Department of Public Health, while high schools will get 1,000. That's just their initial, I guess, a weekly thing they give them. I don't know. From the Daily Wire. The Biden admin announced a plan to expand tuition breaks for future teachers and remove GPA requirements for grant recipients in hopes of providing access to students of color. Can you imagine that? You're not smart enough. You're not smart enough. None of you are smart enough if you're black or if you're Asian or whatever. My wife is Asian, so I can say that. Hello, wife. You're not smart enough to pass, and so we're going to get rid of the requirements. This is, as I've said before, it's choosing the lowest common denominator and sticking with it. Instead of getting people to develop and promoting people to do their best and excel, they just pick the lowest common denominator, say, you are it, and that shows you who the racists are in this country. From the Daily Wire, Wisconsin School District provides sexually explicit books to third graders. Material teaches students how to use certain apps. I won't read that. Mail Online, Washington Post food writer sparks backlash by saying that calling foreign food exotic reinforces racism. I have exotic food every day of the week. My wife is the most exotic cooker I know on the planet. And then when we're not having her exotic food, we go to the Korean exotic restaurant, or we go to the Indian exotic restaurant, or we go to the Thai exotic restaurant, and we eat exotic food. And I'll keep saying that. Oh, these people are literally crazy. Can I call your food exotic? I already did, because he's from India. Okay. What's that?
It is exotic.
It is exotic. He's Indian, and he admits it. Good job. Okay, let's see here. Zero Hedge. Surprise. Women's rights groups urge Newsom, California governor, to end prison transgender mixing after numerous attacks and rapes.
Shocking.
The Women's Liberation Front, a bunch of lefties, I'll tell you that, has sent a letter to Governor Newsom accusing the state of violating the constitutional rights of incarcerated women by allowing men into their living quarters to prey on women. Now, I said that was going to happen a year or so ago, and here we are. Some other news from around the world. Okay, I'm going to say this in case any of you go home and you want to see them. You can email me or just watch the update again. I am going to include a couple, only a couple wedding photos, because people asked, we watched your wedding, Charlie, but we couldn't see. You were so far away. We want to see you in a suit. So I've got one of those. You can see me in my suit with shoes on. And then I've got a picture. It is so wonderful of my son just after they went under the Star Wars lightsabers. They're walking, and he took his new bride's hand, and he raised it in victory, and the look on his face is so wonderful. I look at it, I almost cried. And there's a couple others that I'll throw in there as well. One of my beautiful wife looking so lovely in this dress. So I'll put a couple of those in there for you on the, this lady took hundreds of photos. It took me like 7 hours to download with a, and this is one of these computers that can download a Netflix movie in 0.01 seconds. And I still, no, it didn't take that long. But anyway, okay. Headline wealth. Bank for International Settlements chief talks absolute control. The GM for the Bank of International Settlements, the central bank of central bankers, is planning for absolute control of the money we all spend. Augustine Karstens recently gave a talk entitled Cross-Border Payment, A Vision for the Future, in which he outlined the problem as central planners see it, as well as their solution. We don't know who's using a $100 bill today. And what right is it of them to know?
Exactly.
If you've earned your money, and if there's drug runners out there, which they use as an excuse, then catch them. It's not their right to know who spends money, but this is their thinking up at the top now. We don't know who's using a $100 bill today, and we don't know who's using a 1,000 peso bill today. The key difference with the CBDC is the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regs that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability, and also we will have the technology to enforce that. That's all his statement. Karsten views CBDC, central bank digital currency, as a tool for eliminating privacy and for central bankers to force citizens to use currency exactly when, where, and how they are told. Dozens of central banks around the world are working on CBDCs, including the Fed. The effort represents a major escalation in the war on cash. It is one thing to discourage people from using cash. It is something else entirely to introduce digital money, which gives bureaucrats the power to monitor and control the spending of everyone who adopts it. We can also expect plenty of assurances from people like Karsten's. They will promise to be fair and protect people's liberty. They will say the goal is to make central bank policy work better for everyone. They will also insist that they are trying to protect society from criminals, tax cheats, money launderers, and terrorists. The only question is whether the public will buy what the central bankers are selling. No, they won't, but they're going to get it anyway, because we're electing these people into office one after another, and we're allowing our freedoms to be stripped away. I paid for my Publix this morning with a $100 bill. Oh, now they know it. Oh. Anyway, I went in there and I gave it to her, and I always say, here's the black line of death for you, because they always take that pen and they run across it, and if it turns black, then you know you're a forger or something, and they arrest you. And anyway, so it turned yellow and I was okay. But that's, I say the same thing. If I ever hand in any big bill, like a 50 or 100, I always say, here's the black line of death for you, and they laugh. We'll get a little fun. Okay, Zero Hedge. New York hydropower plant mines Bitcoin because more profitable than selling electricity to the grid. This is starting to happen all over. This plant, I'll read more about it, but this plant is, instead of selling it to the people, they're selling it to Bitcoin miners. Okay? Everybody see that? All right, we'll read it. Maybe you'll figure it out. With the push towards ESG-friendly Bitcoin mining operations, there's one historic hydroelectric plant near Albany using power generated from its massive water turbines to mine crypto. We think this is the oldest renewable energy facility in the world that's still running, Albany Engineering Corp. CEO told the Times Union. He said the plant could actually make more money with Bitcoin than selling the electricity to the national grid. Albany Engineering Corp. receives around 3 cents per kilowatt hour when it sells energy to the national grid. Mining Bitcoin makes about three times the amount of money. So they sell it to these miners. And what happens? They've taken renewable energy out of the play, and now we have to have more non-renewable energies to fill the grid. Right? That's what's going on. I saw one on this about, I can't remember what country, maybe Mexico or somewhere in South America, I think, and they're going to use nuclear-powered plants to mine Bitcoin. Zero Hedge. FBI wants family members to snitch on each other to prevent homegrown extremism. This came out a couple weeks ago. It came out again this week, and I'm reading it just so you know, this is exactly what the Stasi told their people to do in East Germany. And this is what the KGB told their people to do in Russia. This report on your people. And I have a comment about that when I get done. It's a short little article. As the Nazis worked together to consolidate their power and build a cohesive national community, suppression of dissent played a key role. In 1933, the Nazis issued a decree that required Germans to turn in anyone who spoke against the party, its leaders, or the government. The FBI issued an ominous tweet on Sunday, which encourages family members and peers to learn how to spot suspicious behaviors and report them to the FBI in the name of national security. Now, there's a problem with this. It's good to report things, and everybody knows that you're supposed to report crimes. Everybody knows that. But there's a problem with this, is because now people can take out their frustrations at somebody they don't like. By doing this and ruin their lives. And this is what happened in those countries. Listen to the next article and just think of what I just said, but think of it from a different perspective. Same thing, but it's just a different way of doing it. From Yahoo. Woman deliberately runs 49 red lights in ex-boyfriend's car to rack up fines after he left her for another woman. Now that sounds funny, but what do you think she's going to do? What do you think she's going to do when she can report him for suspicious activity. Mm-hmm. If she's willing to do that to get her ex-boyfriend, this is the problem with doing that type of thing. You have now introduced communism directly into the society. Communist principles. Epoch Times. Pentagon offered National Guard troops 2 days before January 6th, former chief of staff confirms. Now, this was out there, but it's never been confirmed. He has now openly confirmed it. The Pentagon offered National Guard troops 2 days before the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol, but that proposal was rejected. Patel, who served as chief of staff to the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense under President Trump, explained why the Capitol breach could have been prevented. Patel said that he believes that the offer from the Trump administration was blocked for political reasons.
Yeah.
We all know this, but now he has confirmed it. We had offered the Capitol Police and Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C., thousands of National Guardsmen and women 2 days before January 6th, and they turned us down. So it could have been prevented. Why on January 6th, when it has now been publicly admitted by the FBI that they had info that there could possibly be a situation like that at the U.S. Capitol? Why weren't the cabinet secretaries under President Trump briefed? Why didn't the FBI put 1,000 uniformed agents around the U.S. Capitol? Where was the fence? If you look at the videos from January 6th, an entire side of the Capitol, and I believe it's outside, was totally unmanned. No police officers whatsoever, and that's where the crowd first came in through. It's all been a setup.
Yeah.
We've known this all along, but now this man has just confirmed it. It's all been a setup. Epoch Times. Biden admin halts detention of most pregnant postpartum illegal immigrants. The latest loosening of border enforcement in the Democrats' first term. If you're pregnant or if you got postpartum or whatever, they used to deport you. They won't do that anymore. Just come on in. We'll pay for all of your medical bills and you'll get your rights to be a citizen through your child in 30 minutes and et cetera. Newsmax. Rasmussen poll. 58% say media is the enemy of the people. No kidding. The other 42% are out of their minds if they don't believe that. That's all I can say. Mail Online. Trump wins 70% of votes in CPAC straw poll for 2024 GOP nomination, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis trailing behind at 21%. Trump is loved. Mail Online. British soldier cheats death after smashing through a roof and landing in California kitchen when his parachute failed to open during a 15,000-foot training jump. 15,000 feet out of an airplane on a halo dive. High altitude, low observable. They opened at the last minute, and it did not open, and he lived. Incredibly, he only sustained minor injuries in the fall and has been treated in a hospital.
Wow.
Imagine that. Praise God. I hope he knows Jesus, because that's most people don't get that opportunity. Okay, this has absolutely nothing to do with any Bible-related issue, but I want to see if you've ever heard this title at any point in human history. Okay, this is just a title to an article. Just think, has this ever been done before in human history? Two drunk girls, this is Mail Online. Two drunk girls in Gucci shoes are caught on video trying to make themselves dumplings in a closed New York City Chinese restaurant after power cut caused the doors to unlock after midnight. Has that ever been done in human history? I don't think so. I think that's the first time in human history.
There's nothing new under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun. Well, next time it'll be new. Okay. I just saw it and I thought, I just can't even imagine. I'm going to read it again now. Two drunk girls in Gucci shoes are caught on video trying to make themselves dumplings in a closed New York City Chinese restaurant after power cut caused the doors to unlock after midnight. The whole thing is just bizarre. Okay. Mail Online. Wyoming rancher survives on beer for 2 days after getting pinned under his ATV in a rollover crash. Immediately after rescue, he broke into a Chinese restaurant and made dumplings. Okay, that's not true, but I added that in. That's what I think probably happened. Okay, who said it? The only thing that we are entitled to is hell. Who said it? She listens to the Bible study. I just wanted to know if anybody listened to the Bible study. Here's what happened. I was preaching, or I was teaching here on Thursday night a week ago on total depravity and your need for Jesus and all of those kind of things. And I just stopped and I said, listen, we don't deserve anything. We deserve absolutely nothing. I'm so tired of pastors and preachers telling their congregation, you deserve this and you deserve that. I said, the only thing that we deserve is hell.
Amen.
And I said, that's confirmed in John 3:18. Not John 3:16, John 3:18. He who does not believe in the Son is condemned already. That's all we deserve. Anything else is an act of grace and mercy. And so Mary down in Naples emailed me and she said, I want you to make a video out of this 30-second clip. Please do that because I want to remember that, and I want to come back and click on it from time to time to remember that. So I did. I cut it out of there, and I made a video, and you paid attention. Pam, thank you. Okay. Now, I've got a Lesserick here for you. Actually, it's two of them. I took Les and Kathy's and put them together because they flowed well together. His parachute failed to deploy, so a rooftop was doomed to destroy. He ought to have ended, but angels defended. God is not done with this boy. Once again, we have seen fall of man that did not go according to plan. It was not very cute when he cried out, oh shoot, C-H-U-T-E, though he'd taken a trip to Iran. Very good. The oh shoot, I laughed so hard when I said C-H, parachute, oh shoot. Okay, we got a bit of irony here for you today. The first one is really ironic. Zero Hedge Cuomo. We know what he did. Last year, Cuomo vows to handle gun violence like he did COVID-19. Oh no, Cuomo's just going to show up and shoot all your grandparents. That's what's going to happen. Okay, and then from WND, every racist Confederate statue that the House voted to remove from Congress is of a Democrat. Yes, such is the world in which we live. So from Sarasota, Florida to Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, I'm Charlie Garrett. They're erasing history. That's what they're doing. And that is your CG report for the week.